Since the Parkland shooting in February, there have been movements nationwide to energize young people to vote in this November's midterm elections. WPSU's Min Shin reports advocates hope young voters will make an impact in Pennsylvania, but experts say that's not likely.
Hi, have you registered to vote here in State College yet?
It was the beginning of the fall semester on Penn State's University Park campus, and students were pouring in and out of the Hub Robeson Center, a perfect setting for volunteers and organizers of Next Gen America, a left-leaning advocacy group who have been working on registering students to vote.
Hi, have you registered to vote here in State College yet? All right, perfect. You have a good one then.
Convincing students to stop and fill out the form was the first step. Volunteers have some tricks up their sleeves when it comes to helping first-time voters, like a lot of students are. Jessica Maggio, an organizer with Next Gen America, showed a new volunteer how.
And if they don't know their Pennsylvania driver's license number, they don't have one, and they don't know the last 4 digits of their social, ask if they can call their mom, because a lot of the time their parents know it.
The organization says it has registered over 3,000 Penn State students since the beginning of the fall semester. Jarrett Smith, the state youth director of Pennsylvania for the organization, says the State College area has been one of the highest performing areas in terms of numbers of registrations.
I think one of the challenges that we've had is that young people are transient. They're constantly moving because of things like school. So we do face some structural challenges to getting out the youth vote.
He says the goal for Next Gen America, which is funded by billionaire Tom Steyer, is to elect representatives who support young people and progressive issues, although their work to register voters is nonpartisan. The organization says it believes young voters will make an impact this November.
I think it's very unlikely.
That's Eric Plutzer, a professor of political science at Penn State. He's also the director of polling for the McCourtney Institute for Democracy.
Nationally, we see almost no evidence whatsoever. To date, there's not been a major uptick nationally in voter registration. Polls that have been conducted who ask people how certain they are that they'll be voting in the November elections show young people very unsure whether they will definitely vote.
As of October 1st, voters between age 18 to 24 account for 8% of all registered voters in Pennsylvania, according to the Department of State. By comparison, the age group 55 to 64 makes up 19% of voters. Plutzer says young voters need strong, positive motivation to vote.
First-time voters, especially around university campuses, are going to be unfamiliar with the local elections, the local issues. They've got to be motivated to vote on some broader national themes. Just getting them registered won't be sufficient.
Plutzer says voting is a habit. For inexperienced voters, even small hurdles like finding the right polling places and waiting in line on a Tuesday to cast a vote could loom large. But he says it's okay to learn as you go.
I think if you live in a community, you're more likely to have opportunities to learn about local property taxes as your kids go to school. You'll think about the way that funds are distributed across districts in the state and arguments that might seem very technical to an inexperienced voter will make more sense.
Outside of the hub, Tiffany Galson, a graduate student studying international affairs, took a clipboard, sat down on the curb, and started filling out a registration form.
I'm filling this out again because I'm changing my address. Okay, my driver's license.
Galson hesitated for a moment before checking the box to identify as a Democrat. She says her views on social issues are still changing.
I feel like when it comes down to it, the party won't matter as much. It's more the politician and if my views align with theirs.
Just like her peers, Galson is taking time to form her political worldview. But the first step is done.
Okay, I am registered to vote now. Woohoo!
I'm Min Shin, WPSU.